you are going to listen to a radio interview about the role of media and society on a child's language. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for questions 1 to 6. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
When people speak, whether in a classroom, or in a job interview, or in the news, they're communicating a lot at once. On the one hand, there's what they say, the actual ideas they're trying to get across. And then there is how they say it. How You Say It is the title of a new book. My co-host, Audie Cornish, talked to the author, University of Chicago professor Catherine Kinsler.
Kinsler says that accents and dialects, how people talk, can shape our judgments of others in subtle, sometimes damaging ways. And she says that process starts right from birth.
Language is really fascinating because it's both fixed and malleable. The way we speak can change across our lifetime when we have new experiences. At the same time, so much of our language is really set in childhood.
But how would that shape the social attitudes of children later on?
Children seem really interested in language early in life. And of course, that makes a lot of sense. They're in the business of learning language. But also, right away, they start to see language as providing social information, as providing some sort of rudimentary map of who might be like you and not like you. Their minds are processing the social world and starting to divide people into categories. And then that's a space where it's really easy for society to layer prejudice and stereotypes on top of what kids are learning.
The media are also doing a great job in sending subtle messages between the lines. Kids are very sensitive to that, aren't they?
Well, yes. Researchers have looked at children's media and adults' media, finding that when you display a protagonist, often that person speaks in what might be considered a standard accent. Whereas people who are the bad guys might be more likely to speak in a language or a dialect or with an accent that is seen as from a less desirable group. And so, in that way, these biases can be indirectly communicated to children.
I want to talk about another idea, which is that our voices don't remain the same over time, right?
Yes. There are really fascinating examples of both how our voices can change and then also how our speech can reflect something about ourselves and our identity, and perhaps even our comfort with ourselves. There is lots of evidence that education plays a big role too. The more educated and sophisticated a person is, the more diverse a person's language skills become. The fact that they read and listen to different sources of language, consume different media, all this changes their speech patterns. Also, their voice can change significantly.
It's inspiring, but it does get to this point of essentially speech discrimination. Can you talk about how real this is?
So, for people who speak in what others perceive as being a non-native or a non-standard way of speaking, often that can feel as if people are judging you. And in fact, people might be judging you. But so much of our understanding of communication is bidirectional. It's about the listener, too. And so there's a lot of evidence that when somebody doesn't like the way somebody's speaking or thinks that they're speaking in the wrong way, they can shut down as a listener. And so, in that sense, people can really overlook qualified people in employment contexts and in many different contexts in life because they think they're not doing a good job communicating, when in fact, the person listening might not be doing a good job listening. Also, when speaking in another language, you can easily get discriminated against if your skills are perceived as insufficient. You as a person may easily get judged as insufficient only because of a lack of language skills that could be taught or improved upon. This is often used in Hollywood movies, where the bad guys often speak with a Russian or German accent. Of course, this also creates unjustified stereotypes among the viewers.
Catherine Kinsler is the author of How You Say It, Why You Talk the Way You Do, and What It Says About You. Thank you for explaining it to us.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
When people speak, whether in a classroom, or in a job interview, or in the news, they're communicating a lot at once. On the one hand, there's what they say, the actual ideas they're trying to get across. And then there is how they say it. How You Say It is the title of a new book. My co-host, Audie Cornish, talked to the author, University of Chicago professor Catherine Kinsler.
Kinsler says that accents and dialects, how people talk, can shape our judgments of others in subtle, sometimes damaging ways. And she says that process starts right from birth.
Language is really fascinating because it's both fixed and malleable. The way we speak can change across our lifetime when we have new experiences. At the same time, so much of our language is really set in childhood.
But how would that shape the social attitudes of children later on?
Children seem really interested in language early in life. And of course, that makes a lot of sense. They're in the business of learning language. But also, right away, they start to see language as providing social information, as providing some sort of rudimentary map of who might be like you and not like you. Their minds are processing the social world and starting to divide people into categories. And then that's a space where it's really easy for society to layer prejudice and stereotypes on top of what kids are learning.
The media are also doing a great job in sending subtle messages between the lines. Kids are very sensitive to that, aren't they?
Well, yes. Researchers have looked at children's media and adults' media, finding that when you display a protagonist, often that person speaks in what might be considered a standard accent. Whereas people who are the bad guys might be more likely to speak in a language or a dialect or with an accent that is seen as from a less desirable group. And so, in that way, these biases can be indirectly communicated to children.
I want to talk about another idea, which is that our voices don't remain the same over time, right?
Yes. There are really fascinating examples of both how our voices can change and then also how our speech can reflect something about ourselves and our identity, and perhaps even our comfort with ourselves. There is lots of evidence that education plays a big role too. The more educated and sophisticated a person is, the more diverse a person's language skills become. The fact that they read and listen to different sources of language, consume different media, all this changes their speech patterns. Also, their voice can change significantly.
It's inspiring, but it does get to this point of essentially speech discrimination. Can you talk about how real this is?
So, for people who speak in what others perceive as being a non-native or a non-standard way of speaking, often that can feel as if people are judging you. And in fact, people might be judging you. But so much of our understanding of communication is bidirectional. It's about the listener, too. And so there's a lot of evidence that when somebody doesn't like the way somebody's speaking or thinks that they're speaking in the wrong way, they can shut down as a listener. And so in that sense, people can really overlook qualified people in employment contexts and in many different contexts in life, because they think they're not doing a good job communicating, when in fact, the person listening might not be doing a good job listening. Also, when speaking in another language, you can easily get discriminated against if your skills are perceived as insufficient. You as a person may easily get judged as insufficient only because of a lack of language skills that could be taught or improved upon. This is often used in Hollywood movies, where the bad guys often speak with a Russian or German accent. Of course, this also creates unjustified stereotypes among the viewers.
Catherine Kinsler is the author of How You Say It, Why You Talk the Way You Do, and What It Says About You. Thank you for explaining it to us.
Thank you so much for talking with me.